Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got some frustrating news, some good news, and some both frustrating and humorous news today. It's going to be a wild ride. Let's hit it. Trump and his cabinet, along with McConnell and many other Republican politicians, are doubling down on blocking further stimulus despite the new information on unemployment, deflation, permanent business closures, suppressed consumer confidence, etc. Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, said, quote, "Let's have a look at what the latest round produces. Give it a month or so to evaluate that." End quote. A month. Trump, for his part, said, "We're in no rush." No rush, Trump? No rush? Maybe not for you because you're living in the freaking White House. Meanwhile, your empire is burning down around you. Is that not a concern for you? Can you not even fake being a leader? I'm sorry, I try not to be partisan because I know it's not helpful, but it's just as irrational to avoid criticism where it's due, and the Republican establishment is massively failing the country right now. Everyone who understands a damn thing about the economy is shouting that we need to be shoring up demand with a UBI while we cautiously reopen businesses to avoid a second wave of infections. We're at no risk of doing too much, but there's a lot to lose by doing too little. But the administration is literally just shouting to reopen the economy on Twitter with no nuance or guidance on how to do so safely, continuing to fail to provide sufficient testing, actively resisting the needed economic stimulus. This is just outright incompetence, even active sabotage. It's sickening. In the meantime, in a recent interview, Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, literally asked the government to give more money to people and small businesses. He's just shy of shouting UBI from the rooftops, but it's heavily implied. He's very clear that the economy needs more stimulus and there's only so much the Fed can do with lending. The government needs to put cash in people's hands to restore consumption for businesses. It's also been rather hilarious for me to see the responses to a line of questioning where Powell was asked if they're just dumping money into markets, and he responds, yes. Then he is asked where the money comes from, and he says they're creating it digitally, just by typing numbers into a spreadsheet. People in the comments are freaking out over this, showing just how lacking basic education is in terms of economics. The Treasury-Fed combo creates money like this all the time, and it's terrible that the public is not aware of it. This ignorance is how we end up with politicians blowing smoke about the deficit as an excuse not to help people. People need to understand that the government can and does create money all the time, and it's not an issue as long as production keeps up with consumption. Forget the deficit, forget the budget. The Federal Reserve Chairman, back when our currency ditched the gold standard in 1946, said himself that the federal budget is obsolete. We can create plenty of money before we hit the economy's productive capacity, as limited by natural resources. That money should be created and given to the people. Print the damn UBI. Feel free to share this interview with Jerome around to spread the facts. It's past time America understood money. Speaking of the Treasury, they've announced that about 4 million Americans who have not yet received their stimulus checks, who don't have bank information on file with the IRS, and whose tax returns were processed by either the Andover or Austin IRS Service Center, will be getting paid through debit cards. If these cards can be recharged, that could be a very good news for future rounds of stimulus. So, apparently I forgot to check Humanity Forward's feed for the last few days, as well as my email. So I kind of missed that this week is Mental Health Week. My bad. Yesterday, Monday, Yang had a chat on Instagram about mental health awareness. Today, Tuesday, there will be a Humanity Hang from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday, HF has partnered with Modern Health to offer a free mental health support session at 4 p.m. Thursday, they've partnered with Dear World for a mysterious storytelling experience via Zoom related to the microgrants from HF starting at 2:15. Friday, we'll host two events. First, an intimate conversation between Yang and microgrant recipients, discussing how the grants have affected their lives, starting at 2:15. Second, a final Humanity Hang with possible special guests starting at 6. That's final for the week, not final forever, don't worry. Humanity Hangs will continue. On top of the censorship that Jonathan Herzog and Andrew Yang have been getting on Google, Badrin Khan got her own dose from a Bronx TV station who was hosting a debate between herself and the other candidates when they unceremoniously ended the segment without warning in the middle of her closing statement. From the circumstances, most likely a technical glitch, but I'm watching you, Bronx Net TV. Monday's episode of Yang Speaks with Van Jones was another great episode. To be honest, I always had the impression from what I've seen of Van on TV that he was a bit of a goof, but this discussion completely changed that. Van explained how he worked his way into an Ivy League school, fought through cultural barriers, was attacked by the establishment, then worked with the establishment, what he learned from both inside and outside the political and mainstream media system, and more. I didn't even know he'd worked with Obama and Trump. The way he spoke here was so different from his TV personality, it seemed. They discussed entitlement and privilege, like how teachers at Van's college assumed that some of the kids in class would end up senators just from getting their education there, and it was true. Van said it seemed ludicrous to him, as someone who had to prove himself worthy of everything he got in life, that just getting a spot in school would make a person entitled to be a leader. They talked about how such privileges breed a leadership class of, as they termed it, dumb smart people. Specifically, they discussed how so many of our leaders have lived disconnected from real life and the people they represent, and unable to understand how things are bad for those people while things are so good for the privileged. I really liked a quote from Van's father who said that everything the more affluent kids at his school knew came from books, and he could read those books to learn what they know. But they will never know what he knows because they'll never experience what it's like to grow up in hardship and have to earn everything. Yang also read part of his book about life in the bubble, listing all the issues with the thinking of this insulated upper class of individuals. Anyway, just go listen to the episode if you haven't. It's worth it. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Join in on Mental Health Week events, starting with the Humanity Hang tomorrow. Listen to Yang Speaks. Visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action. Call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives. Help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the Resist Bot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.